is hidden here. All things are possible here. Don't question what you hear. It's the sound of your Father. And He is casting seed. See, He understands legacy. He's making a place for you. He's making a place for you where weird is easy, peculiar's normal, and there's permission to be who you're supposed to be. And He knows you're left-handed. There's permission to be who you're supposed to be.
Where
There's permission to be who. One more time, say, weird is easy, peculiar's normal. There's permission to be who you're supposed to be. And he knows you're left-handed. There's permission to be who you're supposed to be. Oh, and I'm thankful. Oh, I'm thankful I don't have to pretend anymore. Oh, thankful I couldn't find that mask if I tried. Oh, I couldn't find that mask if I tried.
One of the things I've learned and I'm beginning to understand is that the losing of the mask is a process, but something instigates that process. The Reformation was a process. The 95 Theses was an instigator of the process. Every person in this room that has received the grace to discard the mask, just if you're new here, Jesus gets more aggressive in dealing with the spirit of the Pharisee than any other thing. More aggressive in dealing with the spirit of the Pharisee. When he uses the warning, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and of Herod, he knew they would travel back in their mind where he had already taught them that the leaven of the Pharisees was hypocrisy. Hippocrates. It's a word that's used in drama for an individual that would play more than one role in a theatrical environment by changing mask. So in essence, he takes a word that's not spiritual in connotation at all. And he says, the only way I can show you a picture of what you've become is to take you into a play and show you that you are wearing a mask and playing a role that's not really who you are. And this did something on the inside of Christ nothing else came close to doing on the inside of Christ. He hated it in their lives, he hated it in my life, and he hates it in your life. And the love of God comes to confront the Pharisee that's alive on the inside of all of us. Many are weeping under the presence of the Lord because they're able to say, I couldn't find that mask if I tried. And I was phenomenal at pulling that out and putting it on. So this is what I feel to do this morning. We hardly ever have altar calls here. We're going to have one right now. Because I'm not saying that I don't want to mislead you to believing you'll come kneel down at an altar and never struggle with being a Pharisee again. But I'm telling you, you can kick off. You can instigate. You can initiate something today that begins the process. And there's no safer place to do that than in the Father's house. To be able to come where He already knows who you are anyway. And you get free in this kind of environment to not care what anybody else thinks. So if He already knows who I am, and I already don't care what anybody else thinks, let's say today is the day that I write on my calendar and say that began the process of the discarding of my mask. I'm telling you, it's happened for me in this room. It's happened for hundreds of others in this room. It might as well happen for you in this room today. So make me a bubble. Make me a bubble quick. Make me a bubble. You guys are awesome at that. Press as far back as you can, all the way into the corner, up against the door. If you're in the room today and you said, you know what? On whatever level it may be, I'm still carrying a mask, and I don't want to walk out of here with that mask. I want you to come find a place around this altar and receive grace from Almighty God. Receive grace from Almighty God to never wear the mask again. It can start right here. It can start right here in a moment. feel the Lord say, I'm re-identifying people in the room right now. I'm re-identifying you, and in that is the grace to come out of misidentification, which has been the prelude to the wearing of the mask. So I just release grace right now for you to come out of every lie that there's something off with the way he made you. I call you out of every lie that says this is just not right. No, I'm telling you, he wired you the way he wired you because there's greatness inside of your peculiarity. I want you to just right now begin to embrace a re-imaging process taking place. An identity crisis is coming to an end inside of your heart right now. The wrestling match that has created chaos and confusion, even in your own emotions, is beginning to come to an end right now. Spirit of rejection is being broken off of you by the power and the authority of Almighty God. And I declare the Father's acceptance is coming to conquer any feelings of rejection you would feel from any other scenario. Let the Father come. Let the Father come. Let the Father come. Let the Father come. Come on, let's lift up that sound, church. We got so many being affected by the love of God right now. Just lift up that sound of worship. I just hear the Lord talking to me, and I want you to stay in the posture that you're in. But I want to say over you what I hear the Father saying in me. He said, it's not an identity crisis. It's a misidentification crisis. Somebody told you who you were, and they were wrong. Somebody who was supposed to label you as worthy labeled you as worthless. And the dad is coming today to say, that father may not have been able to identify you, but this one can. That husband may not have been able to identify you, but this one can. So I call you out of feelings of worthlessness today. And I call you into your most